I'm Jeff Giordano, leading candidate for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. One of my incentives in Miami-Dade County is to legalize prostitution. Oh, hold on a minute. What's with this unorthodox approach? Just like you have lobbyists lobbying to keep gambling out of the state of Florida and keep it in Las Vegas, so do you have lobbyists trying to keep prostitution becoming legalized throughout the states and keeping it in Las Vegas so they can make their money. But the reality is, what is with this unorthodox approach? If you legalize prostitution, you can regulate it. And regulation comes with a cost to the bad guys. When you increase the supply, you limit the demand. Such limiting these street corner prostitution rackets, when you can have a clean location for people to go to, men and women, and people being tested, you could limit the demand and therefore attack human traffickers that are doing this illegally. Why are we wasting our time on the streets for men picking up women? This is called a John detail. We should be addressing real crime and real human trafficking. Let's legalize it. Sumerian records, dating back to 2400 BCE, are the earliest mentions of prostitution as an occupation. This goes back way back in time. These describe a temple brothel operated by Sumerian priests in the city of Uruk. This temple was dedicated to the goddess of Ishtar and was dedicated to three classes of women. When you look at it, we're not all born with penises. We're not all born with vaginas. We all have our needs, whether you're attracted to men or whether you're attracted to women. Prostitution is not going to go away. We might as well legalize it like we did with marijuana. Let's legalize it. We're all human. When you look at Donald Trump, when he was running back in 2016 and they caught him saying things about girls and women on his reality show, they were, what did they call it? Locker room banter. And everybody was like, ooh, ah, oh my God, how can he say that? Come on. If you're a man, you're not going to say, wow, look at that hot chick. Or if you're a woman, you're not going to say, look at that guy, huh? He's got nice abs on the beach. I mean, this is normal. Look at Bill Clinton. When he admitted on deposition that he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, did people run away? This character, oh my God. No, they says, my God, you know, he's normal. He's one of us, even though that's a bad thing to do. It happens in today's society. And then he even went a step further. He said he took his cigar and twirled it around Monica Lewinsky's vagina. Oh, is Jeff Giordano saying this? No, Bill Clinton said this on a deposition. What happened after that? His popularity soared. Men weren't reaching out, buying cognac to dip their cigars in. They were dipping their cigars in vagina. That was like the in thing back then when he came out with this. The brand that he mentioned that he used as a cigar, their sales soared. This is human behavior. Let's not hide behind the facts. If we legalize prostitution, we can regulate it, and we can provide a clean environment, and we can go after the real illegal prostitution, such as human trafficking. I'm Jeff Giordano, candidate for sheriff. Go to our website, Giordano, the number 4, sheriff.com, and donate to our campaign.